And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 21st of April, 2010. It's the birthday of the man considered largely responsible for the creation of Yosemite National Park in 1890, John Muir, born in Dunbar, Scotland, 1838. It's the birthday of Charlotte Bronte, born in Thornton in Yorkshire, England, 1816, the oldest of the three Bronte sisters, Anne, Emily, and Charlotte. Charlotte, who wrote Jane Eyre, published 1847, smart, passionate governess, working for a mysterious man named Mr. Rochester. It was a big success when it came out in 1847, and in the next 2 years, both of her sisters, Anne and Emily, died. Charlotte continued to write novels, but she was sick, she was unhappy, and died in 1854 from the complications of pregnancy. And it was on this day 100 years ago that the man who said, "The report of my death is an exaggeration," did in fact really die, Mark Twain. He was a famous writer, and he loved to go off on long trips. And in 1907, when he did not return on time, reporters waiting for his boat in New York published a story saying that he must be lost at sea. And a couple of weeks later, the 71-year-old Mark Twain wrote up a mock article for the New York Times in which he promised to investigate those reports. He had predicted that he would die when Halley's Comet came back. He'd been born the last time it appeared in the sky in 1835, and he was right. He died of a heart attack on this day, April 21st, 1910, 74 years old, one day after Halley's Comet made its closest approach to Earth. He was buried next to his wife, Livy, in upstate New York, and next to his grave, a monument 12 feet high, 2 fathoms, the depth at which it's safe for an average steamboat to pass, which rivermen expressed as Mark Twain, the pen name of Samuel Clemens. Here's a poem for today by Lorianne Bosselaar, entitled After a Noisy Night. The man I love enters the kitchen with a groan. He just woke up, his hair a Rorschach test. A minty kiss, a hand on my neck, coffee, 2% milk, microwave. He collapses on a chair, stunned with sleep, yawns, groans again, complains about his dry sinuses and crusted nose. I want to tell him how much he slept, how well the cacophony of his snoring, pumping in long wheezes and throttles, the debacle of rhythm, hours erratic with staccati of pants and puffs, crescendi of gulps, chokes, pectoral sputters and spits. But the microwave goes ding, a short little ding, sharp as a guillotine, loud enough to stop my words from killing the moment. And during the few seconds it takes the man I love to open the microwave, stir, sip, and sit there staring at his mug, I remember the vows I made to my pillows, to fate and God. I'll stop eating licorice, become a blonde, a lumberjack, a Catholic, anything, but bring a man to me. So I go to him. Sorry, honey. Sorry you had such a rough night. Hold his gray head against my heart and kiss him, kiss him. A poem by Lorianne Bosselaar, After a Noisy Night, from her collection The Hour Between Dog and Wolf, published by Boa Editions Limited, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, creators of the Chicago Poetry Tour, a virtual tour of the history of modern poetry featuring archival recordings, photographs, and music. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. And by Constant Contact, helping small businesses stay connected to their customers with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. Over 300,000 small businesses and nonprofits use ConstantContact.com. Edited by Noah Smith and written by Margaret Bain. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.